Shades of Ricky Williams.
Okay, all right. Chris, how you doing?
Doing good.
How's your ankle feel?
It feel good. Had a little rest yesterday, but it feel good. Feel real good today.
That's just one of those wear and tear things over the course of the season, or is there something specific?
Yeah, it's kind of been something I've been back and forth with and got a little nick in the game or whatever, but didn't know how it was going to feel until I got out here today, and it felt kind of good.
Did you ever watch Ricky Williams when you were growing up?
Yeah, I watched Ricky a lot. I watched him big game in the snow.
You lose a bet or something, CJ?
Huh?
Did you lose a bet or something?
They've been wanting me to do it all year, so I just finally gave them what they wanted.
Kind of like a Darth Vader sort of thing?
Yeah, something like that.
This could be how you hand your MO for the rest of the year?
No. This is just a one-time thing, you know, just having fun with it.
You're going to wear that visor, though? I mean, in game and for the rest of the season?
I don't know yet. I'm working on that. I'm working on that, trying to get it for the season, wearing the games and stuff like that.
What was the game in the snow you were talking about?
I don't remember who they was playing. Was it the Patriots? I'm not for sure, but I know he went for like 230 yards or something like that in the snow. I think they was playing the Patriots. I'm not for sure, though.
Your ankle okay? I mean, is it going to be much of an issue, or what's going on with that this week?
It should be good. I think it should be good. How I felt today out here, being able to go through practice a little bit, it felt pretty good.
Time forward to get the run game going again on Monday.
It's very important. Anytime you are going out here and trying to get drives together and sustain drives, and then you got a new guy calling plays and stuff, just to make them comfortable and the quarterback comfortable or whatever, and just make the whole offense comfortable. You got to get the running game going, and hopefully the running game can take some pressure off the rest of the offense.
You see some opportunities when you look at the Jets defense. They've given up some yards on the ground.
Yeah, I see some opportunities, but the thing about it, if we don't sustain drives and stay on the field and don't stop the turnovers, it's going to be a sort of thing where we're not going to be able to continue to stay on there and make the running game go.
Chris, Keith Bulge used to call himself Mr. Monday Night.
Yeah.
You haven't had a ton of chances to kind of make that your stomping ground, but, I mean, do you like that stage?
Yeah, I like that stage. Anytime Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night, when you're the only team that's playing and everybody else watching, it's always good to go out there and put your best foot forward. And it seems like a different atmosphere when you're playing on Monday night.
Chris, can't see the determination in your eyes right now, but how fired up are you for these final three games?
I'm very fired up. I never pack it in early when I know we're not going to playoffs or anything like that. It's a situation now where, you know, as far as team goes, you really can't make it to the playoffs or whatever. We just try and build momentum for next year and things like that, and just work on personal goals. You know, everybody like to make it to the to the Pro Bowl, and everybody have goals for their individual self. So you still have opportunity out there to try to set some of those things.
What stands out about Wilkerson when you watch him on film?
Can you say that again?
What stands out about Wilkerson when you watch him on film?
Basically just an athletic guy, really. You know, sound guy, smart guy, make plays.
Does he compare with any other 3-4 DNs you've faced this season?
I can't really say that, you know. Just knowing that he's an athletic guy and make plays.
Chris, you talked about still having some personal goals that you'd like to achieve in these final three. What are they?
Just basically, you know, anytime you're a player and you play in this league, you wanna make the Pro Bowl every year. In a situation where I wouldn't say it's a yardage that I have personal goal out there, but I know if the running game get going and I can make plays in the running game, I think we can win these last three games.
How much you pay attention, I guess, to your personal accomplishments? I know you're kind of in pretty elite territory with the 1,000-yard game you've had. Pay attention to that kind of stuff, and what does that mean to you?
Of course you pay attention to those type of things, but it's a situation where you kind of put that in the back of your mind. And it's a situation, if you doing all the right things, all that other stuff is going to come with it. So it's a situation where you're not going into every game like, oh, I got to beat this guy, I got to get this many Pro Bowl votes. It's a situation, if you don't, you got to do everything and fall in line.
Chris, thank you.
Chris, clearly losing hasn't dampened your spirits. You're still able to be, you know, light and have fun, like, for instance, with this helmet.
You can't come out here and be sad and hold your head down and things like that because you have three games left. Situation, we know we're not going to the playoffs, but it's not the end of the world. You still got to come out here and practice hard and try to win games.
You kind of help keep guys' spirits up with
I try not to be moping around and holding my head down and ready to pack it up and move and go back to Orlando and things like that. The situation, you just got to have fun with it.
Who put you up to is it Raynard or
Jamie?
Okay.
Jamie, him and D-Ray, both of them.
I missed it. This is just a joke, or this is something that you like? You mean you like?
No, it's just a joke. Nothing like that. No.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Darth.